Has everybody seen the incredible poster board that they got out the front of the Gosford Anglican Church?
Yeah.
Well, we're very excited to have the genius behind the church and to speak about many issues, but all surrounding the contempt with which the government is treating its citizens. Please welcome
Father Rod Bauer.
Well, we know that we come together today because we are conscious of the many challenges we face in the 21st century. We are here because we understand that to meet these challenges, we need to see beyond the short term, beyond the election cycle, beyond traditional party loyalties. The biggest challenges facing humanity today are global challenges. They are no respecter of borders or national identities. Climate change, refugees, economics, education, health, human rights are all best addressed when we first think globally and then act locally. The problem is, like many other countries, we deceive ourselves, addressing global issues as domestic problems and short-term political opportunities. We are here because we know what we need from our political leaders, and so we gather to demand better governance. However, these needs will never be met until we, the Australian people, refuse to accept the lie, the false dichotomy, the spin and deceptions that keep us incarcerated in our own narrow worlds. When those who seek to have power over us attempt to take control, they don't come to our doors in the middle of the night with burning torches. They come with an idea that makes us feel afraid. They use a certain kind of language that sets up a dynamic of us and them. The words like illegals, Operation Sovereign Borders, Team Australia, enemies at the gate, and goodies and baddies. All these words assault our senses, and before we know it, we're imprisoning innocent children in offshore concentration camps, all the time believing that we are doing humanity a favour. We are here today to alert our elected leaders to the fact that we know we live in a global village. We know that manipulated nationalism can never lead us to anything but self-destruction, and that the only way to ensure our survival is for each and every one of us to be card-carrying members of Team Humanity. This form of manipulative nationalism is symptomatic of what the ancients called incurvatus in se. It means to curve in on oneself. It is a condition that renders us unable to see, to hear, or even to think, and perhaps worst of all, unable to breathe. This current regime is so ideologically driven that it is incurvatus in se, so curved in on itself that it cannot see the pain of the poor and the marginalised, cannot hear the cries of children behind razor wire, cannot process information beyond its own narrow terms of reference, and cannot be inspired by the hopes and dreams of a humanity seeking its fullest expression. But the Australian people, we the Australian people, are refusing to be bent over by the weight of fear. We refuse to be deaf to the spin and blind to the manipulation. And we refuse to be suffocated by the denial of information we need to make informed decisions. We, the members of Team Humanity, know that when one person is diminished, all humanity is diminished. And so we are standing up, filling our lungs and screaming out our truth. We are human beings, and we will never allow our brothers and sisters to be diminished. The Murdoch government is diminishing us as a people, blaming the poor, making the marginalised responsible for the imagined budget emergency, while continuing to give financial support to those who need it the least. This government encourages us to project our fears onto the nationless asylum seeker and assures us that they will keep us safe and free, all the time passing laws that erode the very freedoms they are sworn to protect. No one wants people getting on boats. No one wants families drowning in the Timor Sea. But had we known that stopping the boats meant the intentional and systematic dehumanisation of men, women and children, we now would never have agreed to it. We, the Australian people, would not have agreed to it, and we would have demanded a better and more humane solution. And so now we can see the effects of this policy, and we demand a better way. We do not accept that we have to deny people's human rights in order to protect them. But we all know that it's not really about saving lives. This is about keeping us curved in on ourselves, afraid and malleable to the whims and ideological proclivities of this unjust regime. We will not accept this. We will stand up and we will cry out and we will be the voice of the voiceless. We know that the way forward is not to be curved in on ourselves, but to be curved outwards, enabling a free, open, and generous humanity to find its fullness of expression. This is the leadership we seek from our representatives. And if this government will not change its policies, we will change this government.